Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
But it feels really nice. Feels really nice on my giant nipples. anyways.
That's going to be the tagline for this show. Feels really great on my giant nipples. Listen to Los Angeles.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Did I hit the mark this time?
Guys, did you like Sarah's intro last week?
I wonder if people were listening and they were like, what? I thought, how did this skip ahead? Why is she singing like this?
When I was editing the podcast, I was laughing my ass off because Sarah literally sounds like she's about to do a vocal run. What's on your face?
We should do that next week.
We should do a
That's
harmony.
So Mariah Carey of us.
You can do the low. I'll try to attempt the high.
Kirby, I have some news to tell you.
News?
Don't get too excited.
Oh, dang it.
I scheduled my mani and pedi appointment for Sunday.
Where?
At Dime Nails.
Oh. Support your local nail salons.
Yes.
I actually would love to go to Dime because I haven't been there ever.
Oh my God, you should go. They open on the 26th, and you know this because you have written extensively about it, but you can only have like one appointment at a time, obviously, which like I don't even care anymore, which that used to be a reason why I dreaded getting my getting a mani and pedi because of how long it took unless you booked it at the same time. But now I'm like, I don't even care how long it takes because I just need to my cuticles. I have just been like picking at it. I can't even look at my toes anymore.
Oh, I have stopped looking at my toes. It's bad. I finally removed the nail polish from like literally 100 days ago recently. It was on its last leg. And well, I guess, how are you feeling about it?
So I'm obviously nervous just because I think everyone should be nervous right now. But I feel like this is the advice that I've been giving to people who've been asking me about like going back to getting beauty treatments. You have to go somewhere where you absolutely trust
that they are, you know, following the guidelines. And I know that Kristen at Dime has been doing that. Like, she's been posting, you know, all of the sneeze guards and like all of the new sanitation that they're on top of what they already were doing. They were super, super clean before, and now they're just like stepping it up. So like, I personally feel like it's a safe decision, and they're only allowing like a certain number of people at a time, probably like one or two. I don't remember. So I think if you are hesitant, which I totally understand, because I know like my lash lady is probably going to open up shop soon, and that makes me nervous, even though I completely trust Courtney. Dealing with your eyes is just you're so intimate. Mm-hmm. But with the nail salon, I think you really just have to go somewhere where you absolutely trust that they are maintaining the highest level of sanitation.
Totally. And I interviewed Kristen at Dime Nails, which...
Oh, you did?
Dime Nails is a destination for nails in Los Angeles. It's a really great nail concept. And I interviewed her for this story, like, what will your salon experience look like once places start to reopen? And she talked about they're looking into like an automatic door. So no more like opening a door to go in. You might be having just to walk in an electric door that opens and closes. Obviously, texting people when they're able to come in, doing daily COVID tests for their employees, potentially testing clients before they come in, filling out a question. Did you have to fill out a questionnaire or anything?
No, but they usually will call to confirm your appointment like 24 hours ahead. And so I'm sure that that'll be something that they ask.
So I think a lot of you that are starting to go back to hair salons and nail salons and even getting facials and stuff, because I know that has started to open back up in certain states, you're probably going to have to fill out a questionnaire probably 24 hours before that says, mm-hmm. I have been exposed to COVID. I have been quarantining for this long. I haven't been doing this. The last time I saw somebody that wasn't in my house was this day.
Yeah.
So they're really going to take a lot of precautions in that way. And if they feel you have to be truthful on these. You can't
totally
make it up, because it could affect their livelihood. If somebody does get sick, they could be out of commission again. COVID is not something that's made up, despite mm-hmm. what some news channels like to say. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I think wearing a mask is number one. You know, yeah. Everybody at Dime is going to be wearing a mask. Sarah's going to be wearing a mask. Kristen even said that when it comes to picking nail polish colors, they're thinking about going electronic. Instead of going and like picking up the nail polish that you're going to use, you might, before you even get to your appointment, go online and look through basically a shade book and decide, Just because, you know, like those things are touched by so many people.
Touching the polish bottles, touching the swatches. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be really interesting. But I am so jealous. I think I am going to call my local nail salon, which is TNL, the Nail Lounge on Little Santa Monica Boulevard. I'm hoping that they're okay and they're still there. I feel horrible because I haven't checked in. But they're not really big on social like Dime is.
But no one has been open. So it's not like... Yeah, you've missed out on anything.
I want to reach out and just make sure they're okay. And then from there, figure out, okay, when can I go get my nails done? Because I've been using the static nails.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're great.
I shaped these myself. And I used the Olive and June star stickers to decorate them. They look like my natural nails.
Yeah, they look so good.
So they've been holding up really well. Wow. So if you're still a little nervous to... go to a salon. I totally hear you. We both hear you on that. And I think a good option could be just sticking to the stick-on nails.
Yeah, totally.
What color are you going to get?
My favorite nail polish color of all time is Big Apple Red, OPI. So,
of course it is. Just a little red gem
over here.
Just a
little classic nail color to make me feel alive again.
You know what my favorite nail color of all time is? It's Essie's Fiji. It's the perfect... pink with a cut of white in it. So it's like really great for summer. It's really great for weddings. It's a little bit more, it's definitely more opaque than ballet slippers.
Ballet slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking ballet slippers. So famous.
This is a Who Weekly thing, but who are the who's and them's of nail polishes? I would say OPI, Linkin Park After Dark.
Yeah. Oh my God. When Linkin Park After Dark came out, like My nails were purple black for like a year.
Years.
And then they had didn't they have two versions? It was like the one with shimmer.
Yes.
Which was that one, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was like a more matte version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ugh.
It was great. I loved it.
What a time.
I was like, ooh, I'm dark and twisty. Yeah, with my dark nails. Yeah, yeah, ballet slippers, Big Apple Red.
Ballet slippers.
Linkin Park After Dark.
What else?
I'm trying to think if there's any other.
I can't. Those are just like.
Those are really the thems.
The ones that stand out, really.
Those are the thems of nail polish shades. Anyways, I'm so excited for your personal beauty news. I'll keep you updated on my own personal beauty news.
Yes, but please do.
We actually have some brand beauty news. Woohoo!
Yes.
Sarah, kick
it off. So, some exciting news from one of our favorite people in the beauty biz, Charlotte Cho, who is the founder of Soko Glam and Then I Met You. She's decided to launch another skincare line because she doesn't have enough to do, but we love her overachieving ways and we love all her products. So I'm sure we'll love this brand too. It's called Good Skin Days, which is like a motto that she has always used and attached to both Soko Glam and Then I Met You. So it's called Good and then in parentheses Skin Days.
Cute.
It launched yesterday, June 22nd, and she's only launching with 3 products, and they are all under $26.
Ooh, okay. I like the price point already.
Yeah. So she's combining all of the Korean beauty innovations that she knows all about because she goes to, well, pre-COVID, she was going to Seoul like all the time. And in fact, when we had her on our podcast, she had just gotten back. Landed in LA off a flight from Seoul. And so she is combining that along with all of the community feedback that she has gotten from Soko Glam's following and worked with the team to create this small but mighty line of clean, cruelty-free formulas. So there is a cleanser, a toner, a serum, and a moisturizer, which is, I feel like, very much true to who Charlotte is as a person and like Soko Glam and Korean beauty, and that she's offering you just the essentials that you need to have like a very solid skincare routine.
Totally.
And I love the fact that, again, it is affordable, especially in comparison to Then I Met You feels like it's a little bit more high end.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, more approachable for a younger audience. And then along those lines too, it is suitable for all skin types, even for sensitive skin. And that's because of that, they made sure that all the formulations have low pH balance, which is great. So for the next couple of months, a portion of the proceeds from all of the products will go towards Black Lives Matter as part of the brand's Good Days for All initiative. And this is according to a article that Allure wrote. They had the exclusive on this launch. Apparently, the brand will always have a charitable component to its purchases, and they will pick a new charity to donate 2 to 3 times a year, depending on community needs, which I think is great.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to try this. Can you guess what product I really want to try?
The serum?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
It's called Seize the Day, C'S. It's a vitamin C serum. Cutest name.
Super cute.
And, you know, I trust Charlotte. She could literally tell me to wipe bird poop on my face and I'd be like, yep, normal, completely normal.
You know what you need to do is you still need to try those coconut oil makeup removing wipes that they carry on Soko Glam.
Okay, I'm coming around on coconut oil. Not completely, but there are products where the formulation includes coconut oil. You know who we should actually have on the podcast? She's a cosmetic chemist that I met last year on that Max Factor trip. Her name is Dr. Ginza. She's amazing. And she let me pick her brain for an hour about coconut oil and, you know, how it's, I'm like, coconut oil is bad. And she's like, okay, let's talk about formulations though, because formulations really do matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can use coconut oil as a great emulsifier in your product that won't have the same, it won't have the same issues as like the extra virgin coconut oil or whatever that you get out of the jar. So she really illuminated like why not all coconut oil is created equal. And we should have her on the podcast because she's also like a very big proponent of not using the words clean or non-toxic, which I think would be a really interesting topic.
Absolutely. I have to tell you, we've been using, so Oliver, the dog, I feel like I haven't talked about him in a while, so I have to just distinguish
how
who he is.
How dare you, Oliver, the dog. Wow.
Not for you, for our listeners. Maybe there's some newbies. I don't know. It's been a while. I feel disconnected from everyone. Anyways, he's been having some skin issues, so we've been brushing some coconut oil on his belly and skin like every other night, and Matt always thinks about you and how disappointed Auntie Kirby would be that we're using coconut oil on him, but it's helping.
Listen, I'm not disappointed. I'm glad you're taking care of my dog, son. Anything that he needs to be pampered and taking care of his little skin issues.
Yeah, it's allergy season, everyone.
Allergy season, little Alice. Oh, gosh, love that man.
Okay, so Good Skin Days is available now on SokoGlam.com, except for the toner. I think that's coming in soon. So, yeah, check it out.
Great. I have some money moves news. And
I love money moves news.
Money, money, money. So... oh, that was the Apprentice theme song. Bummer. Sorry about it, guys.
Ruined that song forever.
Just got paid. Okay, NSYNC. There we go. Friday night. So this actually happened at the beginning of the month, but obviously we didn't feel it was the right time to be discussing a $1 billion acquisition. But now we feel like, hey, listen, like this is happening and it's a brand that we talk about a lot on the podcast, so it is news. So Puig, which I actually was not familiar with this brand prior to this story coming out.
Same.
You know, there's big beauty conglomerates, L'Oreal, Estee, all of those brands. Puig is also one, and they acquired Charlotte Tilbury for a reported $1 billion.
With a B. Guys.
That is unbelievable. No, it's, I actually do believe it. I do believe it. I feel like she is one of those brands that has really done well for herself and has just kept exceeding every goal they had for themselves. And it's like, listen.
And she has such diehard fans. Like they will only use Pillow Talk. They will only use, you know, her Magic Foundation. Like, stands for life.
It's like Charlotte and Pat McGrath, like these two iconic makeup artists that have put together these lines that have really appealed to, you know, the mass purchaser. And
I think too, what same with Pat McGrath, she has such a loyal celebrity following as well. And so like that obviously doesn't hurt to have like all the beautiful models just wearing your eyeshadow palette like every day.
And I mean, I have been outspoken about the fact that I love the eyeshadow palettes. I love Pillow Talk. I love the lipsticks. I love the magic cream. I love a lot of her products. So I'm really happy for her. It says that Charlotte will hold a majority stake in the company, which is actually usually when a brand gets bought out, it's like, you're gone. Mm-hmm. You had your fun. You got your money. Now you're going to be gone. But it says she holds a majority stake in the company. Puig acquired it, outbidding Unilever. That's the report. So apparently there was a bidding war going on with a bunch of different beauty conglomerates, which I found really interesting, which obviously that's what we would have assumed anyways, that people were probably trying to outbid each other to get a piece of this Charlotte pie. So I'm curious for you guys listening, do you want an episode where Sarah and I break down what conglomerates exist and what brands they own? Because I think it would be interesting to kind of break down so you know, oh, okay, so this brand is a sister brand to this brand, but it's owned by this parent company. Mm-hmm. Just so you kind of know, like, oh, if a formulation comes out, you're like, oh, this is really similar to It Cosmetics. Oh, it's because...
or like the packaging is very familiar.
Mm-hmm. It's because they own. So, you know, when a brand gets acquired by a conglomerate, they share those trade secrets within the company to help out other brands. So it's beneficial for the brand. Sometimes it can be bad, especially if it's like a cruelty-free brand that's acquired by a conglomerate that's not considered cruelty-free. There's a lot of drama around that. In this case, though, Puig reigned supreme. And they bought her for $1 billion. And there's no information about how this will change Charlotte's formulas at all. I can't imagine they would change anything. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's great the way it is. So good for Charlotte. Char, if you're listening, mazel.
Congrats to you. Does Puig own any other big beauty brands that we know of?
Let me look at Puig. So these are the brands that Puig currently owns: Carolina Herrera, Jean Paul Gaultier, Nina Ricci, Dries Van Noten. Did I say that right? I'm a girl from Texas. I don't know. Christian Louboutin, Prada.
Okay.
Shakira. So there's a lot of, it's mostly, I feel, fragrance focused. This feels like it's her, like the first really big makeup acquisition for Puig.
Now it's time for
What's on Your Face?
I did it again.
We're so giggly this episode.
Okay, so I'm super excited to talk about what I've been using on my bump and my stretch marks that are forming, even though I said that I wasn't going to make this about a pregnancy. I wasn't going to make this a pregnancy podcast. I do have
stop
to
stop it now.
Out.
You're talking about your pregnancy because you're pregnant and you're allowed to do that. So go for it.
And my belly is huge. I can't really, like, I'm starting to like not be able to see my feet.
You're so little with this big belly. I love it. So cute.
Okay, so found out about this product and this brand from a Los Angeles listener when we did a call out about their favorite Black-owned beauty brands. So someone was like, you have to try Beneath Your Mask, and specifically their Whipped Skin Soufflé product. So Dana, the founder, saw that comment, DM'd me, and offered to send it to me, which I obviously said yes because I was so excited. Dana founded Beneath Your Mask after she was diagnosed with lupus. And so she was just trying to find products that would repair the damage that was done to her skin and her hair in a really non-toxic way so that it wouldn't challenge her immune system. And like many other beauty brand founders we have spoken to before, because it didn't exist, she decided to create it on her own. And so she created this beautiful line of clean, non-toxic beauty products. This particular product won an Allure Best of Beauty Award last year. The hype, I have to say, is very, very real.
If Allure says it, it's the truth.
It comes in two sizes, although this giant one is not currently available on their website. And I'm not sure if they're restocking or not, but...
Oh, wow.
It smells.
It's big.
I'm like holding it up to the microphone as if Kirby could smell
it. It's going
to
start talking. Bye, me.
I'm like, smell it. It smells like the spa. It really does. It has like, so it has shea butter, cloudberry seed oil, grape seed oil, sweet almond oil, avocado oil, golden jojoba oil, lemongrass essential oil, and lavender essential oil. Oh, and tea tree. So it just... Oh, it's super, super fragrant, but in a really, again, like clean, natural way. And so it's a very thick balm. You scoop it out with your finger and then you have to rub it between your fingers to warm it up and melt it. And then I just spread this all over my belly, all over my butt, all over my thighs, and then also been using it on my boobs and my nipples. I'm glad that Patrick doesn't edit this anymore.
I know. He would just so know that, all about your nips.
But it feels really nice. Feels really nice on my giant nipples. anyways.
That's going to be the tagline for this show. Feels really great on my giant nipples. Listen to Los Angeles.
That'll be our, we're going to post that as a quote graphic on our Instagram. So it's antibacterial, anti-aging, has antioxidant properties. What I love about it too is that it really just absorbs into the skin. It doesn't leave you feeling oily. I've been using a lot of oil all over my body, which I think we've talked about this extensively over quarantine, just focusing on hydrating our skin. But I really feel like it is just sort of, what am I trying to say, Kirby? Like encapsulate the moisture. Lock in the moisture.
Oh, I was going to say lock in the moisture.
So the balm is really, really great at just like locking in the moisture. Like I feel like I apply it before I go to bed at night, and in the morning my belly still feels like nice and soft. And it is $28.
Awesome.
So, you can also use it on your lips, your elbows, anywhere you're feeling dry or ashy. I've been using it like on my like nostril area because I also, like Oliver, have been having allergies.
Same. I actually was going to say I need this because my nose has been running nonstop
And I'm like taking Claritin, I'm taking Benadryl, I'm taking everything. I think it's seasonal allergies, but I've been sneezing also like 28 times a day.
Same.
It's so annoying.
And also like during this COVID, you're like, oh my God.
I know. And I'm wearing these masks and then my nose is running. Yes. And it's just, it's annoying. So I need something to protect my nose because it's starting to become raw from all the times I've been blowing my nose throughout the day.
You definitely need this. You need to get it. And then we'll have Dana on the podcast.
Yeah. Dana, come on the pod.
Oh, sorry. Let me ask you, what's on your face?
Thank you for asking. I'm really excited about what's on my face. It's a product that, again, similar to an eye cream, I am not really like, you need this product, but I do think you need this exact product. So, primers. There are some good ones. Ooh,
controversial pick.
I know. 2 weeks in a row, man. Like, I don't even know who I am anymore. What?
Who are you?
I'm like, okay with coconut oil now and using an eye cream? Like, this is called growth, people. It's called growth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I ended up trying this primer and it was honestly just on a whim. I was like, oh, I got sent it. I'm going to put it on my face. And I put it on. Walked away, came back, and my skin was so clear. It was so glowing, so even toned that I was like, there is the only thing I literally had just put on my face is this primer. No other skincare products. I knew it was this product. It is the Lawless Beauty Set the Stage Hydrating Priming Serum. And I actually had Annie Lawless, the creator of the brand, on my live show on Instagram last week, and I told her that I was obsessed with this primer because I don't consider myself a primer girl. I learned from Mario Dedanovic that you don't need a primer. You just need to set your skin really well with the moisturizer you use, and that, you know, priming can be great, but it's not a necessary step. So I never personally have just been all in on primers. There are some I like. Obviously, we love the Tatcha one, and I like the Giorgio Armani one as well, but
for like specific occasions and stuff.
Yeah. This is not something I'm wearing on the daily. So when I try this product and I'm seeing how great it is, I'm like, okay, no, I want to wear this every day. Let me just PSA this out. If you deal with any type of facial redness, this product will eliminate your facial redness. I'm not kidding. Like, ooh. I am in this category and my skin looked it looked pristine. I was amazed. So I talked to Annie about it. I told her, like, tell me why you even came up with this product. Because it really is, they call it the hydrating priming serum. It really is skincare. But she said she makes makeup. She doesn't make clean skincare. She makes clean cosmetics. But she was on set last fall. When you're on set, if you have to try on a bunch of different looks with different foundations and stuff, you don't have time to go to the bathroom, wash your face, do your whole skincare routine again, and then go back on set. Mm-hmm. It's like you're literally taking, unfortunately, makeup wipes and like wiping your face off and then putting, you know, on the next look. She said that she was doing that and every time she was taking off her makeup with like a wipe or a washcloth or whatever it was and then putting on the foundation that she made, she was like, why does my foundation look so much better without my skincare underneath it? This is weird. Like, it looks so good. But I still feel like I want to wear something like a moisturizer underneath my makeup. So she decided to create the hydrating priming serum. It's a little bit thicker. It's thinner than a serum, but thicker than an essence. So it has a little bit of like a watery consistency almost. It's super lightweight. And she wanted to create like a makeup type product that had legit good skincare ingredients in it. It's silicone free. So we've talked about this with primers. If they give that smoothing effect to the skin, that's not actually making your skin better. It's just creating a smoother canvas. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, silicone primers do not hold on to my makeup or make it last longer,
mm-mm.
Which is like kind of the point of primers for the most part.
Kind of just like slips off.
Yes. So I'm not a really big fan of silicone primers in general. But most of the ones that I do like are silicone free. So this is also silicone free. And the standout ingredient is called Pentapeptide 59. This is what's helping reduce the signs of sensitization, including visibly reducing the redness on your face and skin. So that alone is worth the buy for me. It's $48. I don't like the price point. I'm really bummed that it's like a $50 primer.
Is it big?
It's big. It's a big tube. So like you pump it out, but it has like a tube like shape. So it's not like a small, tiny little primer size.
Okay.
You get a good amount of it. But I would say this is like a prestige skincare product.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a primer that will look great underneath your makeup, keep your makeup in place, but also will provide these benefits to your skin. Like it has rosehip seed oil, which is packed with vitamins A and C. It's great for skin elasticity and hydration and healing. And then the sea buckthorn oil. We should do a whole episode on sea buckthorn oil. I feel like we've seen this ingredient 100 times over the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rich in antioxidants like vitamin E. You know, that will help with free radical damage. So I've been using it both day and night. I think it's great. And even though it does have those two oils in it, it's not an oily consistency. It's like a, it's definitely like a gel water cream, like serum situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not been this passionate about a primer in a really long time. And I think it's worth it. If you are looking for a product that's like an all-in-one, actually will provide good benefits to your skin and will make your skin look better, like instantly, like you will see the instant results.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to try it.
You're going to love it. It's great. All right, guys, that's it for this Tuesday episode. But the good news is that we have another episode coming up on Friday. We're reserving our interview especially for a Friday episode. I would say mini episode, but the interview is actually almost an hour long. It's with Randy Christensen, the co-founder of Necessaire. You've heard Sarah and I rave about this brand. It is great, high quality skincare products for your body. And we love their dedication to the planet. We love their dedication to design and really all of their thoughtful launches. So that will be coming up on Friday. In the meantime, please be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get your podcasts. We're also on Spotify, which we're big fans of. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Gloss Angeles Pod, or you can join our private Facebook group. Just search Gloss Angeles, like the page, and then request to join the group and answer a few questions and we'll let you in. Enjoy the rest of your week and we'll talk to you again on Friday. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.